Good morning, Friday. I'm off to work today, but that does not mean my work has stopped. I always continue to work for the Lord. He gave us all a talent. We must use it for Him. We'd take care of the business until He returns. His business. We'd not sit and wait for things to get better. We're the ones that are supposed to make it better. Rise up. Do not let Him catch you sleeping. If His church would do what we're supposed to be doing, this mess would be over. We overcame the Pharaoh. We overcame the Inquisition. The forefathers of our once great nation overcame the tyranny of the British. We overcame the reign of Hitler. We have overcome many things, and we can overcome this. We just have to fight for it. Oh, we don't have to fight with knives, swords, or guns. Violence is not always the answer. The Word, Jesus, the power of prayer. Why are you sitting around waiting on His return? His kingdom is not here. It is a spiritual kingdom. In Luke 19:11, the disciples thought His kingdom should automatically appear. It's a lot like Christians now, waiting, but not doing what He asks of us. Okay, so Luke 29:11 KJV. I always do the King James Version. And as they heard these things, He added and spake a parable, because He was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He was on His way to be crucified and was explaining to His disciples what was to come. So then He spoke a parable explaining what would happen and what needed to be done. The parable is, use your talent God gave you for His work. Multiply His followers. Tell people about your Jesus. Be a witness. Use what you're given, or as in the parable, it will be taken away. Luke 19:13, King James Version. And He called His 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. For so I say unto you, Luke 19:26, for I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath, shall be taken from him. If you read the parable, it will all make sense. Do not wait. Be about His business. We're His servants, His children, His workers, His church. No one knows the hour or day that He will be back. When He comes back, it's going to be for judgment. I hear so many people say the end times are here because of the signs. If Jesus does not even know, how do we? We can stop this. We may not be able to kill Satan, but we can push him back in the shadows where he belongs. We can prevail, but it's going to take the church to do it. Satan works through the government. Y'all have given the government free reign, just like in the other periods of conquest. We sleep. They have gained immense power. Are we children of God or of the government? Wake up. I know most of you believe in a rapture. Show me where it says that. I could show you many places where it says there will not be. For example, Matthew 19:28, and Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's judgment day. John 6:40, King James Version. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The last day. Then you have John 17:15-17. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Right here he's praying the Father. And he's asking him, look, don't take my kids out of the world. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to keep them from the evil. He goes on to say, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through the truth, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. There's so many more verses, but that's for another podcast or video. Right now, we need to concentrate on spreading the word, doing his work. He is in us already. We have Jesus inside. We are his witnesses and warriors. So do what we are to do. Rise up. Defeat the enemy. Use the talent God gave you. Bring his children together, and we can destroy the enemy. He loves us, but right now I think he's a bit disappointed. This is not about us, but him. Wake people up. Tell them about him. Smile. Get out of the feel-good mode and get into the devil-stomping mode. We need to shake this earth. I love y'all. Have a great day. Smile at people. Wave at somebody. Peace. I'm out of here.